This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's what I like to use, because I believe it to be true. I believe if you're not helping out, if you're not discussing, if you're not working through, then you are part of the problem. Yeah, matter of fact, not you are the problem. Right? I mean, seriously. You are part of the issue if you won't open your mouth and say anything. So many people are afraid. They find in this political atmosphere, if you would, and I'll get to my main topic in a minute. Most of the people I find in this political atmosphere are afraid to take a stand. They're afraid to speak out. They don't want to be felt. They don't want people to think ill of them. I'm done with it. I'm done with people thinking ill, you know, I'm worried about what they're going to think of me. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to lay it out. I'm going to do the right thing the way it's supposed to be done. And I'm not going to care what people think. It sounds cold, but you know how I mean that. I've always said, I'm taking down the conservatives. I could put five conservatives in a room, ask them a question about conservatism, and I'll get six different responses. So you can't do it that way. You know the people that have elected you. You know what you have to do. You know what they called you to do. You're a representative of government, or we are a representative of government. Therefore, I am a representative of the people that elected me. Not the, I don't even know what I got last time. Not the 10, 12, 15,000 people who voted for me, but the 35,000 people that are in my district. Those are the ones I represent as well. So I represent the voters and the non-voters that are here legal, that are here legally. I'm sorry, I'm not into this. San Francisco is allowing illegals to vote. I wouldn't allow that to happen, or I'd push back on that big time. So, and here's what they say. This is the joke. So here's what in San Francisco they're saying, and I hope you're listening because I'm going to show you what a joke your reasoning is. Well, they should have a voice in a child's education. And by voting, we can vote in the people to do what we want them to do. No, it doesn't work that way. See, when you're voted in as a school board trustee, you do what's right for all kids. You don't parse them out to, oh, I don't know, illegals over here. There's the Italian section. There's the white Italian section. Well, there's a black Italian section. And there's a kind of sort of black female section. We don't do that. It's not the way you do it. You do what's right for all children. You don't give any, you know, again, in some special cases, you may have to look at things differently. But for the most part, nobody gets special treatment. You have to do what's good for the many. Look, the Supreme Court has even come down and said, when you're on a school campus, a high school campus, you, for all intents and purposes, you have no rights. The singular person has no rights. You can't sit there and say, well, I have a right to freedom of speech. I have a right to freedom of this. I have a right to freedom. Doesn't always work that way. It can be regulated for the safety of the whole. So the little group of five or six or seven kids that want to have a certain event or what have you, maybe it's too incendiary, maybe it's too nasty, maybe the shirts the kids want to wear are really nasty. you can say no to protect the safety of the rest of the kids. Nothing wrong with that. Shouldn't be anything wrong with that. Right? I mean, think about it. I know some of my conservative friends right now popping eyeballs everywhere, but no, no. When you have 2,000 kids on a campus and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids could wear a shirt or do something or have a play that is nasty towards a certain group, shouldn't allow it. Should be a no, period. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. So a little setup for the next segment. You know, on a regular basis, I get emails from people. They hear what I say, and I make them nuts. That's my job, right? So when I make them nuts, part of the problem is, for them anyway, is I simply ask the question. I put it out there, and I simply ask the question. So these pseudo-Christian friends of mine, or people that listen to the show, you want to call me a hypocrite, a nasty guy, or whatever, 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 because I come against the immigrants. I don't come against the immigrants. I come against illegals trying to crash their way into the country, but I'm not going to come against legal immigrants. I'm not going to come against people that actually stop before they get to the border, that go to the induction centers, that fill out the paperwork, that get permission to come here. I would never be against those people because they did it the right way. I mean, some people tell me it's always been this way. I don't buy it. But the left is becoming more and more and more the party of lawlessness. They're not interested in law. They're interested in what feels good. To them, anyway. They're interested in what they believe is going to make things better. You know, the law is just something that's been put in their way. Look at a lot of Democrats when it comes to the Constitution. The legislative Democrats. It's an old piece of paper that we really don't need to adhere to. The piece of paper that's been written by a bunch of old white guys that had an agenda. I've heard that one before. And you have to sit back and say, oh my God, are you firing on all cylinders or what? Really? 855, I gave that up, right? Joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. So when you talk about taking care, and they bring up all kinds of scripture on how we're supposed to take care of the sick and the infirm and all of that. Well, first of all, the only real black and white comment we have from Jesus on this kind of thing is that we are to feed and take care of and care for the widows and the orphans. That was the big catch-all. Widows and orphans. Why would that be? I'll explain that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We're back now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And just engage. Just be engaged. Just being part of. It doesn't just mean a lot to me. It means that you're actually paying attention, which is always good. Paying attention is good. So before the break, I was talking about how you're always, or some of you, I won't paint with that broad of a brush. You're always talking about, you know, all of a sudden Jesus comes into the picture when you're not making any, you know, headway to speak of, or the kind of headway you want to make. And Jesus, well, wouldn't Jesus feed the sick? Wouldn't Jesus take care of the poor? You know, wouldn't Jesus do, and it's funny because a lot of times those people I talk with, They couldn't find a Bible if it slapped them. If it fell on their head in a library. But they're going to talk to you and tell you what it says and what it doesn't say. And what the other one I always love, too, is when I try to tell you what Jesus means and what he doesn't mean. I always found that kind of interesting, too. But when you were talking, when you're calling me or sending me emails, and you want to tell me what Jesus meant, can you include something for me? Do you go to church? Do you read the Bible? How far did you get in school? I want to have a clue, because you might be a third grader the way some of you write or talk. And you want to challenge some people who have studied, who have been around for a little while. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're always talking about how Jesus wants us to feed the sick and poor and all this. But, you know, Jesus said, and I've talked about this before, Jesus was very clear about how you'd always have the sick and the poor among you. Him, not so much. And if you're always, you know, either meant what he said, and he said what he meant, or else the whole thing falls apart. But if he says you can always have the sick and the dead, the sick and the poor among you, then you're trying to raise all the money in the world to take care of the sick folk. You're trying to raise all the money, not that you shouldn't do something for them, don't get me wrong. But you're raising all this money, you're trying to get everybody healing or healed or taken care of or what have you. Are you sure it's what you're supposed to be doing? You know, I was with a pastor the other day talking about, in the area that I live in, how many missions go to Mexico and Africa and other places. And I said that I had attended a function last week talking about homeless kids. Now, depending on who you listen to, we have anywhere from 700 to 1,000 homeless kids in my area. And forgive me, I know some of you are going to take this totally wrong, but what are we doing spending tens of thousands of dollars south of the border? Right? I mean, east of the, you know, New England coast or our east coast. When we haven't taken care of the people in our backyard, your neighbor's starving. Why haven't we helped? Your neighbor's sleeping in a cardboard box. Why haven't we helped? Some of your neighbors are eating every other day. Why haven't we helped? It was always amazing to me how they throw up scripture. And they really have no clue as to what it means. They don't have a clue really as to what Jesus had in mind. They want to over-philosophize it. That's one of my favorite words. I'm not trying to insult anybody, but it's really funny because I actually joke about seminary being called cemetery because you come out of there, you're no longer on fire for Christ. It's almost like you died in there. You may be the smartest guy in the block at that point, but there's nothing appealing to bring me towards you. Wow, your God's all that? You don't look excited about it. The scripture says, the Deuteronomy 28:43-53 says, hey, foreigners who live in your land, doesn't say hey, will live in your will gain more and more power, while you gradually lose yours. This is the Bible, not Joe. They will have money to lend you, but you will have none to lend them. In the end, they will be your rulers. All these disasters will come on you, and they will be with you until you are destroyed because you did not obey God and keep the laws he gave you. Now, obviously, there's a lot more to this than that, but to give you the... You let so many immigrants in, and if you allow them to break the law and bring their law, and you start doing things their way instead of doing things according to our law, you lose the country. Because the more and more people they have, they'll vote you out. That's any group. I'm not picking on one in particular. They'll vote you out, and the next thing you know, guess what happens? They're in control. So then you'll serve the enemies. I want you to think about that. And when you start serving them, guess who gets to eat first? Guess who gets taken care of first? Guess whose electric bill gets paid first? Especially if you're an enemy of theirs. You will be hungry. You'll be thirsty. You'll be naked, it goes on to say. You'll be in need of everything because the Lord will oppress you. And eventually you might even be destroyed. See, when you go against God, and some of my Christian friends know this, When you don't do what God wants you to do, when you go against God, how can you expect a blessing? I know some of you get nuts. My buddy calls it an if-then. If you do this, then God will do that. And that's true to a big degree. Because we're called to do certain things to see fruit. Look, you can't just sit there and stare at the ground and wait for the tomato plant to grow. Especially if you haven't stuck a seed in the ground, you idiot. And my Christian friends who believe that something can come from nothing, you can pray over the dirt till Jesus actually comes back. And there won't even be a little, what do they call it when a little thing sprouts out? Is it a sprout?
Seedling.
Seedling. There won't even be a little seedling for a worm to chew on. You've got to put something in the ground. You've got to water it. You've got to take care of it. And then it'll grow. Really that simple. God's trying to tell you in Deuteronomy that if you allow yourself to be overrun by foreigners, okay, his words, not mine, foreigners, then you'll lose. You'll lose your identity. You'll lose your culture. You'll lose your laws. So for those of you bleeding heart Christians, if you would, know what the Bible says. Not what you think Jesus would do. I love people say, well, I'm a Christian, but I don't follow the Bible. Why not? Well, because it was written by white guys. Okay, but Jesus is only talked about. He's only really discussed in depth in the Bible. So you are reading, by your own admission, a fairy tale and a made-up story about a white guy by a whole bunch of other old white guys who are trying to get you to conform. Who's the moron? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. One more after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Pentagon rejects a request from the White House to allow U.S. troops to perform emergency law enforcement tasks along the U.S.-Mexico border. That, according to CNN, quoting two unnamed Defense Department officials familiar with last month's request. Defense officials have repeatedly emphasized that troops at the border are there to support civil authorities and not expected to come into contact with migrants. President Trump on the campaign trail, speaking at a Make America Great Again rally in West Virginia, saying it's clear the GOP is keeping their promises to the American worker.
More Americans today, right now, this hour,
are working than ever before in the history of our country. When we're debating a lefty, how do you lose the debate when they're looking at you and say, well, we're going to look at jobs?
U.S. job growth rebounded sharply in October, and wages recorded their largest annual gain in 9.5 years. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I need a smoke machine. Music like this, you have like the smoke coming up when you come back in. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you all so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being a part of the conversation. We're going over, for those of you who may not be so religious, we're going over some of the some scripture, because I'm so tired. Have you guys sent me emails telling me, you know, that as a Christian I should be pushing for those coming over the border because they need help, and Jesus would have fed them, and he would have helped them. He would have done all kinds of things. But Jesus was a man of the law. And when I say that, you know, some of us believe, and we've been taught, that Jesus came to end the law, if you would, or get rid of all those commandments that we couldn't. Couldn't keep a one, let alone 10. Right? So Jesus comes along and says, okay, I give you these two. You know, love your neighbor as you love yourself, and you know, and love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, head, body, toes, fingers. Never. I didn't ask you a question. I was just bouncing it off you, figuring you'd throw something at me if I was way off. Okay. If you're not listening, then you never know if I was way off. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so let's go through this some more. Because, I'm tired. You throw this stuff out there. You don't know what you're talking about. And you throw this stuff out. And this wasn't Joe sitting down going over all this and going, okay, well, I know what I'm doing here. No. I threw this out to a few people. And actually one who was an immigrant herself. But I'll tell you what Jesus really, 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 really was interested in too. Whether you want to hear it or not. Obeying the law. Obeying the law was a big thing for Jesus. Right? And we don't make it impossible to come into this country. We make it tough. You got to work for it. You just don't get it for free. Always hearing about this. Immigration has been a hot button for since I was coherent and knew what was going on around me. Remember, I grew up with a whole bunch of illegal immigrants, and even they were concerned that they had their paperwork done right, and they had come in right, and everything was the way it was supposed to be. Talked to a Republican congressman this weekend who agreed with me, it shouldn't take 20 years to get here. It shouldn't take 20 years to become a citizen. And in the recent decades, you can see millions of people from Latin America They bypass this legal process. You know, the Dems have been playing with this 11 to 12 million number for years. It's old. There's only 11 to 12 million, right, because they've never procreated. They've been dying at a rate to where they just keep the number at 11% for the last 30 years, right? 11 million. No. No, no, no. The Heritage Institution and a few others have said theirs closer to 22 to 23 million. I've heard it. I've seen the numbers higher as 30, but the ones that come from the institutions that I believe in are at 22, 23. And that is twice the number we've been sold for decades. And really, should they be getting educated, schooled, closed, clothed? Should they get medical? Should they get all this stuff before our kids do? Should they get all this stuff before our vets do? Why do we have illegal immigrants here living off of welfare for the moment, or however long, living in an apartment building while vets sleep in cardboard boxes? Help me understand. See, that's, you know, it's just a question. Now, the guys on the left are trolling me right now. They're writing up all kinds of stuff on how I'm hating on immigrants. Right? And when you think about this, you know, and again, immigration has been a conversation in this country from day one. And when you look at how long it takes to get in here, right, the legal immigration, Muslims, Arabic, you know, people from Arabic nations, there's always a hesitant or hesitation. And some of you are going, oh, that's because of race. No, it's not. It is not race. Look, because no matter what I say, someone's going to consider it racist. So I'll pick on my own people. How do you like that? And when I was a kid or I was younger, we used to see guys pull up in a Cadillac, right? Italian-looking guys, right? The big nose, you know what I'm saying? Nice suit, pinky ring. Come on, put it together with me. You know what I'm talking about. And right away, they had to be the mafia. Right? Of course they're in the mafia. Look at them. Look how they look. Look how they dressed. They look like street thugs. They look at that car. Looks like a mafia car. It's a Cadillac. What is it, a Cadillac now owned by the mafia? We had all these thoughts. We had all these mindsets. This is what we thought it was like. Right? And people didn't like, you know, my day, remember it. They didn't like Italians. We were put down in a lot of places. Right? I mean, one of our nicknames was Greaseballs. Because we always had greasy skin and greasy hair. Yeah, I know. Still do sometimes. That's what you were laughing about, I know.
It's the olive oil.
It's the olive oil. There you go. So we all have our stereotype. We all have what we believe to be true and see to be true, right? And because when you associated the mafia, the Italian guys, with violence, when you saw a group of Italian guys hanging out in the corner, you got nervous. Your heart rate went up. I'm talking about at night now, especially. Your heart rate went up a little bit. Apprehensive to walk by them, walk around them, on the same side of the street, move to the other side of the street. And you see that with other groups. And then right away today, in today's day and age, you would say you're being racist. The guy I love is, remember, was Juan Williams, who was thrown off a plane, and then on top of it, not thrown off the plane, he got to stay on the plane. He got fired from a network because he made the statement right after 9/11, within, I think it was 30 days, 45 days. He got on a plane with a group of Muslims, got on, and he got nervous. He admitted to the fact that he was, and he didn't say, I was rightfully nervous. He actually said, I didn't think it was right, I got nervous, I did my best to fight it off, but it's something we're all going to have to deal with for a while. I don't know. I'm not a Juan Williams fan. Big difference between us and the left in light. I'm looking at this. Juan Williams can have a Facebook page. He can have a blog page, whatever you want to call him. He can have a website. He can write whatever he wants on it. I totally don't agree with him 99% of the time, but I agree with his right to write it. I agree with his right to post it. And if you don't like it, you just don't go there. Really that simple. We all have those TVs where you can knock out the channels you don't want any part of, right? You just don't go there. So anyway, well, you know, Juan said that, gets back, he's working, I think it was PBS he was working for, and they said, hey, it was a racist statement, can't be talking like that, not in today's day and age, you're done. And his lefties came to his aid, came to help him out. They came running to shore him up. No, nobody on his side of the aisle came to help him. You know who came to help that man? You guys want to guess? Bill O'Reilly. And Juan Williams even says he was the first guy to reach out. Come on my show. Let's talk about this. Let's make sure you still have a platform to get your message out with. And some of you may not agree with that. I do. Because I look at it two ways. I want them to have a platform to discuss because I want you to see the lunacy of some of the ideas they have and the way they go about it. And if you don't give them a platform, then they're in the shadows. And you never know what they believe till they come out blazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Many people are concerned a potential terrorist could infiltrate America or other Western nations under the guise of being refugees. Right? You look at communication technologies, you make it possible to see people from other countries like never before. We see what they're living in, we see what's going on. Poverty and sickness does not give you a right to immigrate here. President Trump said it's the truth. We have over 2 billion people living in poverty and sickness. We have over 2 billion people that probably can't even grow enough to feed themselves even in the land that they have. And if poverty and sickness was a reason to come here, and we had to let you in, we'd have well over 2 billion people in this country trying to take care of themselves, or trying to have it so we would take care of them. So give that some thought. Anyway, you know, having the reality, you think about this. In the minds of an average person, right, you're looking at what's going on around you, and you look at today's immigration policies, and you know they have to be changed. Even President Obama said back in 2008 he considered himself a citizen of the world, and this idea was the premise of the immigration policy that he went after. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Everybody together. Not really. Don't do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I wonder what that song means. She's a brick house. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. What are you laughing for? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know what? Sign up for the email blast. I'm going to send out some information later on that you need to see, need to hear, need to whatever. So send out some information, or send out the information, whatever, and give me your email address. And if you give me your email address, especially this weekend, I got some, you know, good inside information, some things that are going on that you need to know about. Okay? That you need to know what's going on in our schools. I'm going to do a school thing in a minute. But you need to know what's going on with the show. Right? I mean, we make changes all the time. We clean some things up. We move forward in some areas on some issues or some new technology. And I want you to know about it. I'm actually even looking to start doing text more often instead of emails, instead of all this other stuff. It's easier to get the message out to you. Next hour, we're going to talk about the Kavanaugh accuser. You know, it's about time, and I mean this sincerely. I know it's going to cause a lot of trouble. It's about time we start prosecuting people who lie to win. I have a whole chapter about that in my book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stupid stuff they do, all the things that they try to tell you are real and true and okay, and they're not. And those are all labels that they gave me. Right? Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. All labels that they gave me. I didn't give it to them. I didn't ask them for it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. We're talking about some of you who feel the need, or think you can, or think you should, or think you are actually smart enough to do, to throw out Bible scriptures out there to try to tell us what Jesus would do with illegal immigrants, with people trying to crash the border, and that you yourself don't follow 90% of what's in that book. But you're going to tell me to? And I love the guy. I love you scholarly types who put up the picture of Jesus and Mary and Joseph in the manger with Jesus. Oh, here were some refugees looking for a place to stay. No, they weren't. How about you do a little studying instead of stuff reading? They were not refugees, landless, looking for a place to stay. Do your homework. They were called back for a census. Can you imagine if the government did that? Got to go back to where you were born. No. You'd have to come find me. But anyway, it had nothing to do with them roaming around with no place to go, oppressed by their government. You know, whatever. You want to bring the Bible back into this? I mean, seriously, you want to bring, because I love when they throw the Bible out with you. Remember, Jacob's family immigrated to Egypt as refugees from the famine. There was no food. They were starving to death. However, they didn't crash the gate. They didn't crash the boundaries. They didn't just move in. Guess what? Read your Bible. They sought permission from the Pharaoh. Okay, this is not that hard, people. If I can find this stuff and I can read this stuff and I can deal with this stuff with you, this should be a no-brainer for you. At least I would think. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm sorry. I blew by some of the questions. I didn't mean to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, the Bible also had several kind of immigrants. Unlike us, they don't use one word for everything. We use, you know, when we talk about love, we have one word for love, whether it's your kid, your dog, your pasta sauce that you have in a plate, your wife, whatever. They didn't. They had several words, 5 and 6 different variations and words for love. You knew exactly what the words were and what they meant. Same thing with immigration. Several types of words for immigration. And frankly, the Bible doesn't give you a comprehensive set of immigration guidelines. It includes some specific commandments that can guide you and help you understand. In simple terms, an immigrant is a person who moves to another country with the intention of living there indefinitely. Most English Bible translations don't include the word immigrant, but typically use a combination of the word stranger, alien, sojourner, and foreigner. I'd love to see some of you guys on the left tell God you don't like the word alien. I want to watch that happen. Right? And another thing is, if I use your logic, you people tell me that, you know, abortion isn't talked about in the Bible, homosexuality isn't talked about in the Bible, so therefore we can't even use it to talk about. Well, if immigrant isn't used in the Bible, then you can't use that as an excuse. You can't say that Jesus said, well, we're supposed to allow the immigrants in. Because the word doesn't exist. I'm using your logic, by the way. In Leviticus, it says that 24:22, it says, you shall have the same law for the stranger and for the one from your own country. Well, some take this to mean that we should strive for a borderless world. Not so true. Right, consider the verse in light of the command to have the same law for the stranger and a native born, and at the end of the 7 years, you shall have a release of debts, or foreigner you may require, but you shall give up your claim to what is owed by your brother. Simple logic dictates that there must be a difference between the stranger in Leviticus and the foreigner in Deuteronomy. Two different words. written different, meaning different, comes from two different places. But when you translate, you see, you got to be really careful, because when you translate these words into English, sometimes there's no different English word. You have to figure it out by the context of what the sentence is about. Right? I don't want to get too crazy with you with this stuff. Goes on to say, you may not eat anything that dies of itself. You may give it to an alien. Wow. I kind of like that, right? So if you're worried the food's going to be bad, give it to somebody else. Give it to an alien who's within your gates. He either has to eat it or sell it to a foreigner. Three different words there. So you can't just use, again, the only reason I'm beating this up is to put you guys to sleep, because I know some of you are already snoring. Showing you that you can't just use one word and apply it to all kinds of stuff in the Bible, because it doesn't work that way. But there were borders all through the Bible. Right? No, come on, think about it. There were borders all through the Bible. There were nations and borders and kings everywhere. And if you don't believe me, again, go back to Leviticus 24:22. If you have a law for a stranger, what is a stranger? And then a law for the Israelite, the one who lives there. So apparently somebody was coming from another country that had borders from somewhere else. Right? The Bible describes an ancient time when you look at the borderless world, might have been a reality, it kind of looked like a reality. You know what it was? Back in Genesis, when everything was created. God didn't sit there and lay out, thou shalt be called Greece. Thou shalt be called Italy. Doesn't work that way. Didn't work that way. Am I putting you to sleep too?
No.
Oh, okay. And then we jump into, let's jump into Deuteronomy 32, verse 8. It says that God set the boundaries of the peoples. Hello. There's that word, boundaries. God directed intervention. Right? He laid out the different nations. Well, you can't lay out the different nations without having boundaries for those nations, right? You people over here will be called Greeks. You people over here will be called Italian. I mean, not obviously. I'm being kind of funny about it. But you know what I'm saying. God set up governments. He really did. He didn't want them. We talked about this the other night. The only authority God wanted you to have, the only king he wanted you to have, was him. But we didn't let that work. We didn't. The Jews didn't like that. They wanted a king. Paul outlines the attitude that God's people should have toward world governments as follows. Listen, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. Hello? Follow the law. For there is no authority except from God. God, again, originally didn't want you to have government, then said, okay, you can have it, and set it up. And there's several scriptures I'll post later on where God goes out of his way. So this is all to say to you. If you're going to throw Christ in my face, if you're going to try to throw biblical principle in my face when it comes to immigrants or helping people or what have you, you got to do them all. You don't pick and choose what you want to do. I love you guys who say, well, you know, Jesus said that if you feed the stranger, clothe the stranger, house the stranger, you do it unto me. That's one example of one person. He's trying to tell you about kindness and love, and do it in his name. Do it for his sake. Right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Coming up in the next hour, you know what we're going to talk about? You'll have to come back. No, seriously, we're going to talk about all those accusers of Kavanaugh. Where are they? Why aren't we still pushing? You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. Get a lot more coming up in the next hour. Seriously.